Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. Read Leviticus 21, Ecclesiastes 4, and Psalm 107 if you're following the Old Testament Bible reading schedule for this year. This devotional is about Psalm 107. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His loving devotion endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered from the lands, from east and west, from north and south. Some wandered in desert wastelands, finding no path to a city in which to dwell. They were hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted within them. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He led them on a straight path to reach a city where they could live. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his loving devotion, and his wonders to the sons of men, for he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. Some sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, prisoners in affliction and chains, because they rebelled against the words of God and despised the counsel of the Most High. He humbled their hearts with hard labor. They stumbled, and there was no one to help. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and broke away their chains. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his loving devotion and his wonders to the sons of men. For he has broken down the gates of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. Fools in their rebellious ways and through their iniquities suffered affliction. They loathed all food and drew near to the gates of death. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He sent forth his word and healed them. He rescued them from the pit. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his loving devotion and his wonders to the sons of men. Let them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Others went out to sea in ships, conducting trade on the mighty waters. They saw the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he spoke and raised a tempest that lifted the waves of the sea. They mounted up to the heavens, then sunk to the depths. Their courage melted in their anguish. They reeled and staggered like drunkards, and all their skill was useless. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brought them out of their distress. He calmed the storm to a whisper, and the waves of the sea were hushed. They rejoiced in the silence, and he guided them to the harbor they desired. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his loving devotion and his wonders to the sons of men. Let them exalt him in the assembly of the people and praise him in the council of the elders. He turns rivers into deserts, springs of water into thirsty ground, and fruitful land into fields of salt because of the wickedness of its dwellers. He turns a desert into pools of water and a dry land into flowing springs. He causes the hungry to settle there, that they may establish a city in which to dwell. They sow fields and plant vineyards that yield a fruitful harvest. He blesses them, and they multiply greatly. He does not let their herds diminish. When they are decreased and humbled by oppression, evil, and sorrow, he pours out contempt on the nobles and makes them wander in a trackless wasteland. But he lifts the needy from affliction and increases their families like flocks. The upright see and rejoice, and all iniquity shuts its mouth. Let him who is wise pay heed to these things, and consider the loving devotion of the Lord. This is God's word. This song begins by inviting us to give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and his eternal love and his devotion to his people, according to verse 1. Verse 2 sets the theme for the rest of the song, which is, who should give thanks to the Lord? The answer is, the redeemed of the Lord, according to verse 2. Verse 2 encourages anyone who has been saved by God to tell their story, as verse 2a puts it. Then the author gets into specifics. In verses 4 through 9, the homeless who cried out to the Lord and received his provision should give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind, as verse 8 says. Verses 10 through 16 describe those who lost everything due to the consequences of their own sin, as verse 11 tells us. When they cried out to the Lord for help, and he saved them from their distress, as verse 13 says, then they should give thanks to him for his love. Verses 17 through 22 talk about those who become ill to the point of death, quote, through their rebellious ways, and those who suffered affliction because of their iniquities. That's the end of the quote from verse 17. Like the others, they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He sent out his word and healed them and rescued them from the grave. Those are the words of the NIV in verses 19 through 20. As a result, they should give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. Again, the NIV from verse 21. Verses 23 through 32 is about those who do risky work. These sailors saw God's immense power revealed in nature, according to verses 24 through 26, and were nearly obliterated by it. But when they called out to God, he rescued them, according to verses 28 through 30. According to the psalmist, they too should give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. Verses 33 through 42 talk more generally about the acts of God for people. He provided prosperity for the people, according to verses 33 through 38, and brought recession and need into their lives, according to verses 39 through 40. But ultimately, he blessed those who needed him, according to verse 41. Verse 43 concludes by urging the wise to think about the loving works of God. Everyone who knows God has seen him work in some way. It might be large and dramatic, or it might be simple. It's easy to internalize these blessings or even forget about them. But this song urges us to go public and give praise to the Lord when he answers our prayers and rescues us from problems. So what has God done in your life? Where has he met you when you were in a tough spot, had a deep need, feared for your life, or were trapped by the consequences of your own sin or foolish behavior? Think about that today, and then give thanks to the Lord for his deliverance. And I'll see you next time. May God bless you. I hope you have a great day today. Give thanks.